It's time to look to the skies, bushwhackers, because in the last episode, alien spacecraft were spotted coming towards Earth. George and the gang are now ready to greet the interstellar travellers, so the chance for the human race to make a good first impression has gone right out the window.
Yes, Barney, I'm excited about meeting the aliens too.
There are the spaceships.
Ha! Call those spaceships? Now in Total Recall, we had proper spaceships with automatic doors and everything. You know, I remember one scene.
Can it, Arnie? No one wants to hear your pathetic has-been anecdotes.
You know, Candy, you can be very hurtful at times.
I wonder what they'll be like.
Ooh, I bet they've got three heads and crab-like claws for hands. Do you think they have crab-like claws for hands? Do you, Candy? Huh?
With any luck, they'll be hunky, wearing shorts, and wanting to whisk me away to a planet with great beaches.
Isn't it a bit dangerous for all of us to be the ones making first contact? I mean, what if they aren't friendly?
Oh, shit. That's a really good point. Quick, let's hide!
Too late, they're here.
Greetings, Earthlings.
Is it just me, or does he look like the dead spit of John Travolta?
No, Barney, come back!
Hello, small, hairy, four-legged Earthling.
Oh, that's just great. Our first contact with the alien, and the dog humps his leg.
Welcome to Earth, Mr. Alien. Don't mind Barney.
We come in peace.
Then why are you pointing that ray gun at us?
Sorry, did I say we come in peace?
Yes.
God damn. My translator unit's always doing that. What I meant to say was, die human scum.
Run like fuck!
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
Hey guys, I'm real sorry about that die human scum thing. My translator's been playing up ever since I upgraded it to Windows XP. What I meant to say was, you are my hostages.
You know, if you wanted to rough me up and hog-tie me, all you had to do was ask nicely.
Mr. Travolta! John! I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I thought you were brilliant in Saturday Night Fever.
Thanks, man. But I think Look Who's Talking 2 was my best movie.
Oh, shite. It's fucking nuts.
Ha! I'm Connie Chung, and I bet you never guessed I was alien all along.
Actually, with hindsight, it's pretty obvious.
Hey, watch it, Earthling, or it'll be alien experimentation for you.
Blimey, we've had aliens living among us.
You betcha. We've been on your planet for ages.
Oh, and I know who they are. They're Canadians.
Honey, if you can't say anything sensible, don't say anything at all.
No, he's right. All Canadians are aliens. What made you suspect?
Everything about Canada is weird. The lack of handguns, all that eco-friendly crap, and William Shatner.
I always said he was dead giveaway. Him and Lena Cohen.
I guess the most obvious thing is the Canadian sense of humor. All funny Americans are really Canadian. From Dan Aykroyd and John Candy to Michael J. Fox and Jim Carrey. You see, Americans don't naturally have a sense of humor.
Oh, I don't know. They've elected George twice.
Yeah, and Chevy Chase is American, and he's funny. Okay, you've made your point.
You see? We're cyclos.
You're telling me you're fucking psychos?
No, we are from Planet Cyclo. L. Ron Hubbard was head of our marketing program, and we've been studying you since 1630.
But why?
I'll tell you why.
Bono? I know.
Who? In the name of love. See, we came here hundreds of years ago and found out that you've got all the natural resources we need. So we mounted an expedition to come up and strip mine the place.
Hey, that's our job.
And that was our problem. See, space travel takes bloody ages. We're in real danger of getting our mining equipment here, only to find that you lot have used everything up. So what we did, we set up an eco lobby to stop you.
Do you mean to tell us that all this lovey-dovey, tree-hugging green crap was just a ruse to stop us using all the raw materials you wanted?
Yep.
We're shits, ain't we? And we're holding you, the leaders of the free world, hostage to make sure your people comply with our wishes.
I bet they turned on you the moment you told them the news.
Nope, they had a big, big party. But enough of this small talk. It's time for you all to lick my otter.
What?
Okay.
fucking translator. I meant to say, it's time for you to be put in your cell.
Whack my bush. Goddamn aliens stealing our oil and natural resources. We have to stop them.
But how? They've got us behind a force field with two guards. We gotta think of a plan.
What we need is an Arnie special.
Yeah, Arnie, you've been real quiet ever since we got captured.
That's because I'm not talking to any of you.
Why?
Candy was nasty to me. Yeah, you all treat me like I'm just a good-looking, well-oiled muscle man with no brain. But you know what? I have feelings too.
I'm sorry, Arnie.
Yeah, you know, we think you're great.
Yeah, you're the least annoying American I know.
And a much better action hero than Sly Stallone.
Really? You're not just saying that to get me to come up with a Hollywood-style escape plan?
No.
Of course not.
Never.
Okay, listen up. There's only one way out of this. Candy has to teach those two alien gods what we mean by the earth thing we call love.
What? No way. I should have left you sulking in the corner.
No, Candy, look at them. Doesn't anything strike you about their appearance?
Apart from the fact they're aliens, they're tall, they've got funny-shaped heads, they've all got really big feet.
Bingo!
Oh, yeah! I see what you mean! Big feet, big...
shoes?
Hush up, sugar. Okay, stand back. Mama's gonna shake her thing!
Wow, this is all getting a bit racy. It's not so much the X-Files as the Triple X-Files. Will Condi get her own personal alien invasion, or will they resist her womanly wiles? Find out in the next Bootalicious episode of...
Whack My Bush.